Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Steam. I feel it catching on fire. I feel it starting to start. It's coming to life. We can't stop the downpour. We can't trip the trip. Why? We can't hold it back now. It's something so right. Hey, I know if we ever found a way to get together, it might. Some damage, na 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 na. We can do some damage, na 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 na. We can do some damage, na 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 na. Even if we both float, even if we both drown. Even if we capsize, let nothing pull us down. Even if it goes out, even if it stays on. Even if we get lost, keep running and go long. Hey, I know if we ever found a way to get together, it might hurt a little, leave your heart in a bandage. We can do some damage. Some damage, na 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 na. We can do some damage, na 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 na. Watch them as they run away for higher ground. Board the windows, lock the doors, they're safe and sound. Watch them as they run away for higher ground. Board the windows, lock the doors, to save. Cause we can do some damage. Na 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 na. We can do some damage. Na 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 na. We can do some damage. Na 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 na. We can do some damage.
Damage. That is a live in studio performance by the band Teammate. They are a duo. Welcome, you guys.
Hey, hey, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming down here. You guys drove from LA?
We did.
Wow, thanks for braving the 405.
Was it the 405? Yeah, it was the 405.
Not too bad today, though?
No, it wasn't too bad.
Not with the express pass.
Plus, I had a guitar in the back seat, so Danny was giving me requests, and we were just singing like songs from 1997 for no reason.
That's awesome. I learned how to play guitar in the back of a van.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's a creepy story.
Yeah. Should we hear more?
I don't know if you should start a date with that story.
Well, I'm going to leave it there. Well, I'll tell you about the rest of it later, actually. So let me introduce you guys. If you're just tuning in, this is Teammate. They are a duo, Scott Simons.
Yeah, good job.
And Danny Buncher.
Yes, nailing it.
Scott and Danny, how are you two?
We're doing
so
great.
Good.
Thanks so much for having us here.
We're stoked to have you. That song, Damage, it's off of your debut self-titled album released last month. And you guys just dropped a music video for it yesterday on Pop Dust.
Yeah, Pop Dust was kind enough to premiere it for us, and it came out yesterday, so we're super psyched that it's out.
Right on. How was the filming process for that? Did you have fun? Would you do it?
Music videos usually start off super fun, and then like 5 hours into your same song, you're just like, what's happening? It's like very disorienting, and you're playing the same parts over and over again, but it's a blast, and if you have a good team around you, it's a fun time.
And so, we had a great team around us. We had great directors.
What was the location?
Where were we?
We were in Glendale.
Were we?
In the studio.
Yeah, it was just like a room with a white... with just a white wall, but the effects that they used, where they like layered us in color on top of us in black and white. It's kind of a cool effect. It's just a performance video, but it was a really creative treatment by the directors. So.
Cool. I'll leave a link embedded when I post the podcast of this session later. I'm looking forward to seeing the video. Cool.
Yeah.
So, awesome. But yeah, that was a beautiful acoustic rendition. That was Damage. So I just want to let you guys, give me some background into how this band formed, because it's definitely a unique story with you two having dated for 10 years. That's heavy. And I think it's amazing and a testament to you guys must be quite mature to be able to transition. Was there a peaceful transition? How did this work?
It wasn't necessarily an easy transition, but
I don't think it's anything we'd want to go through again.
No, but we were very committed and determined to make a friendship work and some sort of new version of what we had, and it just so happened to take shape of the band, and I don't think we would have ever expected that or anticipated that.
We still like say to each other sometimes, like, when we met when we were 18, did we think that we were going to be in a band together and not be a couple? Like, that was not the idea, but we met in college at West Virginia University, and then we just dated for 10 years. It was just like one of these things that just happens. Like, we didn't even realize it was 10 years till it was 10 years. And then after that, we broke up. And it was a few years. I moved out here to LA and Danny stayed back east. And then we just started making music together, something we never did when we were a couple. And then the band kind of happened. Danny moved out here, and now we're all in on the band situation.
When did Teammate officially become a thing?
Like a few years ago. We started out,
I was sitting in on a couple shows for Scott. He was doing like a solo piano thing.
And not great at it. I'm not good at like the hotel cafe. Like, I'm just not good at that. I need someone else on stage with me. And Danny was sitting in on some shows. And
just sitting.
Just not, sitting. Not she was just sitting there like approving or disapproving.
Great,
just,
she was, great. Do the next
she was
one.
There for support.
Yeah, she was just sitting there like just looking at me like, no. Or yeah, good
right
job.
Right on stage.
And yeah, she was sitting in on drums. And yeah, and then it just sort of morphed into the band. We started writing for that. So there wasn't like a finite kind of situation where it's like, now we're a band. It was just kind of moving.
We just kind of recognized that like the dynamic was working, and it felt right. And so we started to push the drums a little more towards the front of the stage, and it became sort of like a partnership on stage instead of just drums. And
so you play drums, Danny?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I play keyboard. I don't play guitar.
So in a really? So this is a total different setting for you.
This is the first time we've done it this way.
Yeah.
Like I play keys and Danny plays drums. And when we perform live, we're both up front on stage and we both sing everything in unison like we just did on Damage. So everything is, there's not a lead singer. It's very much a teammate. We write everything together. We produce everything together. But yeah, I play keys and we were just like, let's try something different. Let's do acoustic guitar and see how this goes. I can play it well enough to write on it. So if you heard any clunkers in there, that's because I'm a keyboard player.
I mean, the true story is that we get super jealous of bands that are able to just kind of show up with their guitars. And,
I know.
And we have like so many keyboards.
We have like 60 cables and 18 keyboards.
Like, let's just not today. No, but this has been fun. It's been really fun for us to kind of reconnect with the songs and these versions. So.
Well, I think that's an awesome story. It's a rare thing, and it gives you guys so much history and stuff to draw on and play off of each other. You're very complimentary. Your voices work really well together.
Oh, thanks.
And it must be cool to be able to move on to that next phase in your relationship and write together and perform. And it's pretty cool. I'm glad we get to share that and witness it. Thanks for bringing it down to Laguna Beach.
No, thank you so much for having us. I mean, I think each of us would say our proudest accomplishments being able to keep this going. Not necessarily the band. I mean, we're really, really proud of the band, but our friendship more than anything, that we've somehow managed to like get over that dark period where we broke up and get to this point. So
somehow we managed to have spent more time together as a band than we probably ever
definitely
did as a couple.
Do. And we tell each other way more than we do. Yeah.
We're so it's, yeah, that's, wow, that is so interesting to think about. I'm blown away by this whole thing. Yeah, it makes sense. Sometimes you can't tell your significant other everything, but now you guys are in a creative writing space and you don't have all those pressures on your shoulders, and you can just be real with each other, maybe more so or in a different way.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Honestly, if you're collaborating, I can't even say this, collaborating creatively with someone, you have to not be afraid to be honest, mm-hmm. because you're going to say A, really bad ideas. You're going to say really stupid ideas to get to the really good ones. And you might even say uncomfortable, honest ideas that the other person would be like, well, I don't like the way that you're saying that, but I think that thought is a good idea. Mm-hmm. So I think, am I making weird motions with my hands? I'm glad this is on the radio. Because
it's also on Instagram Live.
Oh, so. That's right. We're on Instagram Live right now. I think I need to cross-stitch something.
Real quick, what's your Instagram?
Everything is Teammate Band.
Like at Teammate Band,
whether it's Facebook, Instagram,
and
Twitter.
That's two M's, you guys. Teammate Band.
Yes.
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 All right. Well, I would love to hear another song live.
Nah, dog. We're not.
All right,
no,
we'll
I'm just kidding.
Here. Go back to L.A. All right. What's this one called?
This is Nothing's Ever Over. It was the first song we released off our album before it came out.
Nothing's Ever Over. This is Teammate's lead single from their debut album, released back in February. You can get that wherever you like to consume your music these days. Teammate. And that's one word. So here they are. They're going to perform Nothing's Ever Over, an acoustic rendition, live at our Pearl Street Studios. Whenever you guys are ready, take it away.
Said we want it all or not at all. We tried, we fought, we give, we like, we hate it. Said we want it all or not at all. But all I want, we said so, is everything. You and I said all you want. We said so, is everything. So say it. We don't have to fall out of love, 'cause nothing's ever over. We don't have to fall out of love, 'cause nothing's ever over. Even when it's not enough to keep the fire going, we don't have to fall out of love, 'cause nothing's ever over. We could have ripped our hearts from one another, said we'd build it up or burn it down. But all I want, we said so, is everything. You and I said all you want. We said so, is everything. So say it. We don't have to fall out of love, 'cause nothing's ever over. We don't have to fall out of love, 'cause nothing's ever over. Fire going. We don't have to fall out of love, 'cause nothing's ever over. Say it. We don't have to fall out of love, 'cause nothing's ever over.
Nothing's Ever Over. That was Teammate live in studio. That was off of their debut album released last month, self-titled. And I wish that song didn't have to be over.
Huh.
It could have just been like the song that never ends. You could have literally just looped it.
We could play it again.
Do you want to just hear it on a loop?
Yeah. Could you? Yeah, I think you should release one of those. Just put it on SoundCloud. It's just a 99-minute version of it.
You know what? Even a 99-minute song still gets the same royalty as a 3-minute song on Spotify. So I think that's probably a bad plan.
Let's put it on a repeat.
Wait, are you
You're
really,
fired
are you
as
really,
our business manager.
Are you really even counting on royalties from Spotify at all?
It comes in sometimes. It's a little bit.
It's like...
Do you know the song that never ends? Do you remember that song?
Yeah.
This is the song that never ends.
Don't start it.
It just goes on and on, my friends.
There's so many eye rolls right now.
Started singing.
You're kicked out, Danny. It's me and Steve.
When they started singing.
Steve made.
Just because this is the song. And then it starts over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like John.
You should just do that.
You're hired.
Doesn't John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt do the same thing?
No. Well, they don't. I mean, it does, but they don't. They don't.
It's the same melody, isn't it?
It's this.
No, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Oh,
his name
but
is
the
mine.
Second verse. Always
same. It all sounds the same to me.
Yeah, they're all kind of the same thing.
I'm so glad we're doing this.
99 bottles of beer on the wall.
Check out. That's good.
All right, what other school?
Make a playlist.
What other school bus?
The wheels on the bus. Can you imagine if we came down here like we're like this band from LA and we're like, check out our new single, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Oh, that would be so cool.
I mean, that's basically what exactly just happened.
Oh, right.
Kind of reminds
me. But imagine
me
if we did.
You guys seen the Bo Burnham Netflix specials?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you need to go watch that. Netflix, Bo Burnham.
I heard he's good.
He's really good.
He's not like the puppet guy, is he?
No. No, he's not.
I don't.
Just go watch him.
Muppets are the only puppets I'm on board with.
But he did some like gangster rap versions of nursery rhymes. That was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to check that out.
He's good. He does a lot of he like sings a lot. You know, he does funny songs.
See,
he's a pretty good musician.
So.
Awesome. Anyway, we're getting far off topic now. If you're just tuning in, this is the band Teammate. They are a duo from Los Angeles. Actually, are you guys both from the East Coast originally?
I'm from Pittsburgh.
And I'm from West Virginia. And
is that not the East Coast? I don't know.
I'm East Coast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's debatable, but
we were just being more specific. We were like zooming in for you.
My geography ends after like Colorado.
Actually, I just noticed.
I like really? East Coast. I've been there too.
Wait, Scott, I just noticed
a few
though,
times.
Whenever I say I'm from Pittsburgh, you say you're from West Virginia. Like you never say your city.
Well, because there's no cities in West Virginia. It's all towns.
You're from a city.
Because when you say Pittsburgh, everyone's like, Pittsburgh. When I say Bridgeport, West Virginia, they're like, where the heck is that?
No, I love Bridgeport. I have family there.
You don't have family
That's
in Bridgeport,
true.
West Virginia.
I don't.
If you did, I would know them. For sure, I would know them.
It's a small town?
Yeah, 7,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you both met at college, West Virginia.
In Morgantown, West Virginia.
Yes, I had just graduated, and I had been in marching band, was a music major, and Danny was like the rad new, like, freshman girl snare drummer
from
like,
Pittsburgh.
From Pittsburgh.
Wow.
From the big city.
Yeah.
And and we were the only two Jews that anyone knew. We're both Jewish, and the only two Jews that anyone knew. So they kept introducing us, thinking we'd want to go out. And I did want to go out with her, but she wanted nothing.
Enthusiastically,
you wanted nothing to do with him.
I just didn't know what was happening.
I had a ponytail.
You had a ponytail and cargo shorts and Birkenstocks, and I mean,
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It just wasn't my look. I shouldn't have been doing
that. And it wasn't my look then.
Wow, this is fascinating. I just want to hear your whole story. Let's go to lunch.
All right.
Bye. We're putting the station on autopilot. We're going to go grab a bite to eat. All right.
Put on that 99-minute version of Nothing's Ever Over.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I would love to play.
No, please perform our songs for us.
I want to play a song off of the record.
Please do.
Like a studio recording from the album.
Yeah.
Which one would you like me to play?
Other than the two we just did?
Well, yeah, I have available, like, right now, Don't Count Me Out, or Goldmine, or Nothing's Ever Over, which you just played.
Don't Count Me Out.
Yeah.
Let's do Don't Count Me Out.
Okay, yeah, we'll play that after you guys are, while you're loading up and you're back on PCH, you'll get to hear that out there.
And then
you're
just going to, like, talk crap on it, of the whole song, be like, those guys were jerks.
I'm going to sing along to it. I'm going
to...
It's so tempting. You know, it's really tempting. If I'm playing a song, I can turn on my microphone and do whatever I want. to that song. I could violate that song. But I somehow
there's a lot of bad juju happening right
somehow,
now.
Somehow I refrain. I've never done that. But I would like to just take hijack a song.
When
someday.
We're in the car listening to our
I'm
song.
I'm gonna hijack Don't Count
I really
Me Out.
Please come in like just on the second verse and be like, what's up? Or the, like hype man.
Do the pshom, pshom, pshom,
yeah, do those horns.
If you guys give me permission, I'll totally come in and give a little shout out in the middle of it.
I think you
yeah.
Shout out to everybody.
I like that you have the restraint not to come into song. Like, what's it? With great power comes great responsibility. Like, you exercise that as a mantra.
Yes,
in your daily life.
Yes. Tyler Russell, our founder, would be very proud. All right, you guys. Well, this has been way fun. I look forward to hearing more from you too.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Please, everyone, check us out online.
Yeah, at Teammate Band, Instagram, and Facebook, Twitter.
We love to hear from you, and we'll be playing in LA again soon. We just don't know exactly when yet. So
had a show at the Troubadour.
Yeah, we supported Friendship. It's a great band. They're blowing up and doing great things, and they were kind enough to have us come support the night. It sold out in advance of the show. It's hard to sell it out after it's over.
You could. It's just, what's the point?
Yeah.
Right on, you guys. Well, nothing's ever over except for this interview.
We're already wrong.
All right, you guys. Well, have a great day, and keep us informed whenever you release new material. I'll make sure to put the Pop Dust link to your Damage video on the podcast. So I'll get this up for anyone who missed part of it, and we can share it, and we'll put that on the website, kx935.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a good one. Cheers.
Thanks.